Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Copeland is with us. Jim's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute, and he is the guy who we turn to for a lot of issues that involve the court system, especially, and a number of other things. And he's here to talk to us about something that happened recently that you probably heard about. Jim Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, as many people know, and as you certainly have been covering in your work, a class action lawsuit was attempted by a lot of women. I'm not sure. I've forgotten exactly how many, but maybe, you know, hundreds of thousands or so women who wanted to bring Walmart to court and about their alleged practices toward women practices that seemed to discriminate against women. And it got all the way to the Supreme Court. And straighten me out. What did I miss? And what was this all about?
Well, you're absolutely right. This was a class action. It was arguably the largest employment-related class action in American history, and it was so large precisely because it was targeted against the largest employer in the U.S., which is Walmart, and it was effectively on behalf of all the women that worked at Walmart, at least at lower rungs on the ladder. At Walmart, the sort of store workers, so it was well over a million plaintiffs in this class. Now, it's important to point out with this type of lawsuit, it's not that you have all these women wanting to be in the class. The lawyers put them in the class, and they can't get out. Now, there's certain types of class actions that you can opt out of.
Right.
You never have to opt in anymore. So if the lawyers draw you in the class, then you've got to opt out. You're not necessarily signing up. So there's a handful of women that have some complaints, some of which may be valid, that are the so-called name plaintiffs in the lawsuit. The other women are just conscripted into this type of lawsuit.
So the lawyers putting this together just basically swept all the other women in, whether they wanted to be involved or not, just swept them in and made them, you know, de facto part of the suit.
Absolutely, and that's part of the problem, and that's why you had all nine justices say that you couldn't do the lawsuit this way, because the type of class action, there's different sections of the class action rule under the federal rules, but the type that they were doing is one that's traditionally designed largely for injunctive relief. Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to realize that these types of class actions have been used before as class actions. Largely, if you're targeting a rule, like let's say that there's a sort of union seniority rule, and the union seniority rule may have discriminatory implications because if you're in the 1970s and it was before the Civil Rights Act, and you know your black employees have less seniority than your white employees, or things like this, or if there's a test that's used,
right,
and the test might have disparate impact against women or against blacks or what
but
have
Jim,
you.
Jim,
these types of class actions are used in that context,
right?
But here, there really wasn't any policy. The policy was simply that Walmart has decentralized hiring, and that they were saying, well, some of these store managers may prefer men over women. And we've got a lot of statistical evidence to show that men, on average, at the lower rungs, are paid more and promoted more than women. Now, of course, the counterargument is there's lots of business reasons why this might be the case that have nothing to do with discrimination.
The courts didn't really determine whether Walmart had violated anybody's rights, did they? They just ruled against the class action. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And so it's important to realize that across a company as big as Walmart, with as many stores as Walmart's got, there certainly are some managers somewhere that are discriminating. And there are women that will have valid cases under the law saying, you know, my manager is a sexist,
right,
Here's the evidence, et cetera. the problem with this type of class action and why I say it's being characterized as anti-employee or anti-women, I'm not so sure it's not pro-employee and pro-women to disallow this type of class action, because this class action would have resolved all these claims. It would have settled the case, or eventually, if they'd have gotten a big judgment, the lawyers would have gotten a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That money would have been parceled out to every female employee at Walmart, which means they would have gotten a little bit.
Right.
And the women that are out there that might have had a valid individual claim would have had their rights compromised by this massive
right.
class action that they had no choice about being in the first place.
And so the Supreme Court is, if I understand, the Supreme Court basically said the women who feel their rights have been violated can go back and take this through the courts on their own. But that this particular method that the attorneys used to bring this case was flawed.
That's right. And the way the courts split on this case, and it was a 5-4 split, they all said you couldn't use this type of class action. Four of the justices, and these are the justices that people tend to think of as the more left-leaning justices in this case, said, well, why don't we send it back and see if they can structure the class action differently? Because there's another type of class action they could bring that's primarily about damages, that has more procedural protections, that allows plaintiffs to opt out.
Right.
Send it back to do it for that type of class action. And the majority said, no, even that doesn't work here. And I conceptually don't understand how they would make that work. I
mean, right.
Yes, there are more procedural protections.
So,
but the reason why they brought it as this type of class action in the first place is because I think the lawyers realized they'd never be able to qualify for the other type of class action.
Is this one of the last, should this be one of the last attempts by the trial bar to try to go over the top with a suit like this? I mean, isn't this the group that lost in this ruling, the trial bar, the litigators?
I think the real losers are not the employees or the women, but the lawyers. Is it going to be the last attempt? Of course not. But I think for these employment-type class actions, lawyers are going to look at them and say, well, you know, it takes a lot of money to bring this type of lawsuit.
Right.
It's probably not worth it. And there have been some other Supreme Court cases in this term.
Jim, let me stop you for a second, because I got to wrap it up. I want to, for this segment, we're going to come back and talk about another topic in a minute. But it seems to me, Jim, that the rights of the individual, the rights of the workers were upheld. They just have to go about this in the way that the court will accept, meaning more individually and less, you know, monumental class action. It doesn't seem to me like this is a business friendly decision. Sounds to me like it's a logical decision, and it's probably not a bad thing that the trial bar got beat back just a little bit. 20 after, right back with Jim Copeland. He's with the Manhattan Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.